Hi everybody, welcome to Hafed's Coffee Break. I am Hafed, your host. Welcome back. It's nice to be back 2021 with Victor. How are you, Victor?
Woo, 2021, new us, new me, new you, new everything. Here we go.
Yeah, you know it. Here we go again, indeed. It's been a while. I'm happy to be back. It's crazy. These months, I've been so busy trying to figure out this thing, how to make it work, because we're recording. Victor is in his house and I am in mine, right? So to respect the COVID restrictions in our area here in Quebec. So at the moment we're talking, well, we have curfew at 8 p.m., right, until 5 a.m. And we cannot go out, which limits a lot of the possibilities, right? We were thinking about meeting maybe at church and try to record there. We were trying to figure out ways to make it happen. And until now, well, the best thing is to do it at distance, right? Online and everything. So I had to learn from scratch some things because we were ready for with the software and everything when we meet the people. But this will also help us meet other people and talk to different people. Also, so it's going to be easier long term. So we're sorry for the delay, but we're getting better and we're getting the best quality we can right now.
Always. We always try to get the best quality. We try to get, you know, everything to be as good as we possibly can so that we can bring you something good as well.
Yeah, exactly. So don't be too harsh on that. We know last episode wasn't the best sound quality and we apologize for that. So, and that's one of the reasons we were trying to make it work, and we hope this one will be better to your ears at least.
And even if then, we'll get even better.
Of course. So thank you for your input. Also, let us know what you think about everything. Did you guys miss this podcast? Because we surely missed doing it. Well, actually, we were recording it, right? Like little anecdote for everybody. We did, in fact, recorded the podcast. We tried to record some episodes, but testing here and there, and then we had issues with the sound and like problems with the connectivity or whatever. And there was always a problem.
And those issues.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, we weren't like satisfied with the result. And that's one of the reasons we couldn't like post them. And well, this one seems to be going good. So we're crossing our fingers, hoping that this is it. And well, actually, we had also another one recorded, but we had to say, no, we're not going to put it for other reasons. But anyways, we'll see if eventually we can get through that. But for now, we're back and we're happy to be back. And to start things today, I'm going to talk about the coffee I have today. What I have right now is a mocha. And there's always a twist, of course. So my twist of the day, well, during this quarantine or during the Christmas break, right? Because I'm a teacher, I had those 2 weeks. And no, I didn't have 3 weeks like people think. I had 2 weeks and then I had to teach online, right, from my house. And I can talk about that after. But anyways, during that time, I was making a lot of coffee at home, even more than usually, right? And I like to try and play and try to do some stuff to give it a twist, right? And the last thing that I've done is a mocha, regular coffee, you know, just a good coffee with a little bit of milk. And then what I did is that I had this idea, you know, I bought those Lindt's chocolate, the red ones.
The little gold packets?
Yeah, you have different packages, right? Mm-hmm. The red ones are the milk one, right? So milk chocolate one. It's so delicious. I like it, right? Anyways, the thing is that I said, oh, these are melting in my mouth. So I wonder if I put them like in hot coffee, what would happen, you know? But it wasn't just an idea that came out of nowhere. I honestly was inspired by those cocoa bombs. I don't know if you've seen them online.
Never seen them.
But
what are cocoa bombs?
Cocoa bombs, it's or chocolate bombs, as they call it. It's practically you have a chocolate, right? A spherical or type of ball, right?
Right.
And inside it's empty. But what they put inside is well, what I mean is that it's not
filled.
Is it
like a lava cake?
Kind
like
of
a lava cake,
but instead of
you
lava
open it, it
inside
comes out.
yeah exactly inside you have like the chocolate, right? The powder, you have the marshmallows, whatever they put in it, right? So the flavors and everything, and when you pour the warm milk, the choco bombs, it melts and it just like cracks open, right? Or melts
right.
open, and when it melts open, well, all everything that is inside just comes out. And you can see all the marshmallows and everything. So you can check that out. Like, go on Google, check Google chocolate bombs or cocoa bombs, and you'll find that. And anyway, so that inspired me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this. I wonder. It has to be good. I mean, it's chocolate and it's coffee. It has to be good. What can go wrong here? So honestly, I did. And it's awesome. You would say, oh, it's a lot of sugar. Well, don't put sugar. If you put that chocolate, don't put sugar. You'd be fine with the amount of sugar instead of eating the chocolate after the coffee. Anyways, you know what I mean? So I said, like, you know what? Let's mix these two things. And it really worked out well. I like it. My wife loves it too. And yeah, so we've been drinking a lot of coffee lately, even more than usually. Because we're more at home and we're like, you know what? Like, what do we do? A little coffee. It's always comforting, you know.
Does the kid factor in to the coffee consumption?
Yes and no, I would say. Because, yes, we were really tired. I would say the two first months, it was pretty much difficult. I could talk about it eventually, I guess, on a podcast for parents. But, yeah, the two first months were really hard. I would say we had like 2-3 hours of sleep per night, right? During those 2 months. At first, you're like, okay, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. But then it's been 2 months and you're like, okay, like it's not getting better. But you're like, okay. And I had friends telling me, no, you'll see, it's going to get better. And I couldn't wait for those moments, right?
Right.
But right now, the kid is doing so well. He sleeps like 50 minutes nap times during the day. And he does his nights completely. So he can fall asleep at 9 and he wakes up at 7, which is perfect. Like, it's almost like my schedule. And I have to leave earlier. So I leave and he's still sleeping. So, yeah. So it's a good baby, nice baby. He's been doing his nights like for the maybe, well, at least a month, a month and a half, I would say. So
okay yeah.
He's now 4 months. He's
4 months
old and 2 weeks actually, like, yeah.
Wow, time flies.
It flies. It's crazy. I don't see the days go through. It's amazing. I'm always doing something. We're always busy trying to do something, and then like he falls asleep. I was like, okay, so 50 minutes, let's go. It's prime time, you know. You have to do whatever you can as much
one
as you can.
One league game, two league games.
Yeah, that's another thing, you know. Like, and and sometimes I'm like, okay, that's it. If I manage to do everything I have to do, it's like those 50 minutes are gold. I'm like, okay, Cindy can watch her videos. She can do something else just to change her mind, you know, and I can have a moment there. I was like, okay, let's play League of Legends, like
get bronze
you just
three
have, you know. Yeah, so I've been working like that, trying to make it work, you know. And I've always had that option, as I mentioned before, just to go inside a game and just play for a few minutes or an hour and just come back, and it changes my mind. And I'm pretty glad that I can do that, because I feel it changes my mind and I can get back to whatever he say he needs and just get to it, you know. So it's really good.
Speaking about games, have you had the Elucid PS5 yet?
No.
Have you got your hands on? No. Okay. No. Me neither.
No,
me neither.
I haven't. If you guys...
been close.
Yeah.
I've been close.
Me too. Did you had it on your... Have you got him?
It was on my cart.
Yeah.
It was on my cart. I was putting my credit card information, and then every size, like, whoops, it's already gone. I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Next time.
Same thing happened to me. Not once, twice. It happened twice, and it's crazy. And I've been like checking almost every day. Well, yeah, maybe for the last month, I just kind of give up. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I was checking from time to time to see if they announce anything. But the thing is that they announce it and it goes like in seconds, right? And apparently, like, people are using bots and things just to get them and then like resell them, which is crazy. I just don't understand why. Well, I understand people are making more money out of it, but the problem is that people are buying it. That's the problem. Like, there are people out there with money, well, maybe or maybe not. I don't know. But they're willing to pay $1,000 for a product that costs $650. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I don't understand it.
Well, if people didn't buy them, the scalpers would have lost money, and then they would have to resell it or give it back
at
or
the right
return
price.
Them.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know, people are what's called desperate to get it. They wanted it for Christmas. They want it for their kids. They want to play the latest games now. So, you know, consumption, man, that's how it goes.
That's a crazy thing because, like, most of the people that want the PS5 already have the PS4, and I count myself included in that, right?
I do not.
You don't have a PS4?
No.
Well, no. That's a good, like, thing if you want the PS5. You know, it's like, it's the same thing when you talk about, like, phones, right? You want the latest one, but maybe you had the latest one last year. And then you just want it because it's faster. I don't want to give branding here, right? But just want to say, like, well, you have a phone and you, okay, like, you want the next generation. Like, but
you want the next Schmapple? The next Schmapple phone?
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, a better camera. It's always a better camera. It's like diapers, you know? It's always more absorbent. Like, I don't know. Right. These are my levels of comparison now. You know?
Yeah. Now it's all baby talk. Now.
So that's what I, it's crazy. But thinking about it, like when you talk about consumption, it makes me realize a lot of things, right? Like, and I was telling you off air, talking about my, like, moving, right? Like, changing apartments.
Right.
When I started, like, packing some stuff and not packing other stuff, because the thing that you have to understand is that we moved in the same building, right? And the same, like, floor. So we didn't have to pack everything. We just, like, moved some stuff from one place to the other, which in my mind was less complex than what it was in reality. Anyways, like, just to say, anyways, it was a jigsaw. We were like putting some stuff and like you have to play a bit of Tetris, like put this here, put this there, and like move this there, which was crazy. But anyways, we managed to do it in one day. It was pretty nice. We had one friend coming over helping us with the COVID restrictions and everything. It was like looser, like at that moment. It was like you couldn't visit people, but it wasn't a visit, so it was respecting the rules, right?
Yeah, it's like you took a contractor and a contractor came to help you.
Exactly. So I prefer having a friend coming over that I know he wasn't in contact with anybody and he took precautions instead of paying somebody coming over. Anyways, it was a big thought process behind of all that and saying like, okay, you know what? Okay, let's do it. And some people from our family came to help also, so we're blessed with that. But anyways, just saying that it was crazy. We did it, and once we were moving stuff, that's when I realized, and this is where I'm going with the point of consumption, right? It's crazy. I was just seeing things. I was like, oh, I forgot I had this. Oh, this is interesting. Like, I know I had it like somewhere in case I need it, but I don't need it or I don't use it as much as I thought I would. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because I was like, oh my God, I have so many per se, I don't know, It could be anything, like games or whatever, you know. Like what you have to understand is also that I work with youths, right? So I gather a lot of stuff, and I'm like, this can be useful, and I'm gonna use it with the youths at church, or with right. the students. I can try to make something happen with that, and or try to, if I start a project, I try to get the best thing to make it work, right? Anyways, I'm just saying, like, it's crazy. I was just like amazed by the amount of stuff that I had, right? And my brother told me, if it was the other way around, we just moved, right, from a 3.5 to a 4.5. And he said, if it was the other way around, seeing everything you have here right now in the 4.5, and you would have told me, like, oh, we're going to move all this and put it back into 3.5, I wouldn't believe you. And I would say, right, like, it's impossible to fit all that in a 3.5, which is crazy. And when he said that, I realized I do have a lot of stuff, you know, and it's not the first time that I have that realization, right? But when the first time I moved from a 4.5 and to the 3.5 that I used to have, I had that thought, and I was like, oh my God, we have a lot of stuff, right? And people that helped me at the time told me too, like, oh my God, I didn't know you had that many things. But I still had to buy, had, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Had to buy stuff. And that's another thing that I started to think and talk to Cindy about. It's like, okay, we have to be careful. Maybe when we go buy stuff, we create a need that it's not really there. And most of the time we do that with anything. And it's just not, it's not only with the PS5. And just saying, like, how many mugs do we need to survive? I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just but, oh, this one looks good. I don't have that one. Oh, it looks really nice. Just to change mugs. I'm like, okay. And I don't know. And I haven't count them yet, but I have a lot of mugs. And anyways, I'm just saying that there's a lot of things, which also made me say, you know what? I have too many mugs. I'm going to give some away, but I'm also going to use them for the podcast. I said, I'm going to present a coffee and also a different a new mug. Uh-huh. And maybe share the story behind that mug, or tell you where I bought it, or what happened, or why do I still have it. So this is an idea. So anyways, I'm trying to figure out some stuff to give a use a bit more to things that I have.
Is it to make use or to justify the fact that you bought it?
Well, it could be both, you know. Like, okay. But I'm going to try to buy less stuff. Honestly, we're really blessed. We have a nice apartment. We have a kid now, and we have everything we need, and we feel really blessed. I'm not saying we're rich, but we're really comfortable in that way, saying, like, we have whatever we need, and the baby has food. We have food. We're blessed. It's really nice, and it should be more than enough. You know, we have somewhere to sleep, we have something to eat, and we're comfortable, you know. So anyways, what I was saying is that, like, I said that so many times, and I still don't, well, I started giving things away, you know, like in the blue boxes that you can find around Montreal, you know, in the parking spot, in the parking lots, donation boxes, or things like that. So I said, you know what, we have to start giving back things that we're not using. Somebody else is gonna use these things a bit more than what we're doing. I have so many things in boxes that I don't use, or I even forget that I have. And I'm pretty sure I'm like, a lot of people relate with me on this. I'm pretty sure you have something somewhere and you're like, oh, I forgot I had this. And then you remember, or you clean, and you find it, and you start using it a bit for a while, right? And then you forget about it again. And we have so many things that we're not using, and I'm trying to be more sensitive in that perspective of saying, like, do we really need it? Do we really need it, or are we gonna use it? Or if we're gonna use it, what for? Is it really necessary? And it's crazy, because I think the pandemic also helped to this thought process or this process, right, of thinking. Because we were faced to, okay, you have now to buy essentials. Like for six weeks, we only had to buy essentials. And then you were like, okay, so what are essentials? And that's when you see that, well, I hope like most of the listeners were comfortable with what they had, right? Or maybe I was reading some comments saying like, oh, but we need boots. Like you live in Quebec. I mean, you surely have an old pair of boots. That you can use for 6 weeks. I mean, like it's that's for sure. You at least have one or two pair of boots. If you don't, well, bad luck. I mean, you should have done that before when they said that they were gonna close, right? And they're not messing around when they say like it's gonna close, it's gonna close, you know. Anyways, now we know, I guess, right? But what I'm saying is that we have so many things that we can just reuse or just help each other, right? If you know somebody that needs something, like be there for that person and give something away. I'm pretty sure the person is going to be really grateful and use it more than whatever you would use it for. Or I don't know. It's crazy. I that's how I saw everything, right? And I started to think about everything we had. And that we didn't need that much. However, we started like buying other stuff like food and everything. Or I'm pretty sure I'm also relating with a lot of people right now.
Wait, when you mean food, food
yeah,
is essential.
Order.
It's essential.
That's where I'm going. Okay. You know, because you can go like buy to the grocery stores and whatever and just bring the food, right? But at a certain point, we were like, well, we're not like using the money for something else. Let's put it somewhere else, right? Like, oh, we can order, I don't know, like not to say a company name or whatever, right? Just say like, let's order Hafetz Eat, whatever.
You know, were you buying local, like stores here in Montreal? Were you trying new places?
I was trying new places. And that was also, like you said, right? Was it just to like feel more comfortable buying and seeing like, oh, you know what, like give it another perspective on how you're wasting or using your money. Like, no, I'm using it to help like restaurants.
Yeah, I'm
like,
helping local restaurants.
I'm helping local, you know, and that was the joke all the time with, we're helping the local, you know.
We do have to help local because, you know, if they're not, after this whole pandemic, a bunch of restaurants that I liked are not closed. So, you know, it does help to buy local. So everybody who's listening, buy local.
Buy local. Try to encourage those people.
Try to help people like here in Montreal. Some great places.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. What I'm saying is that paying more to get it delivered to your house, I feel was too much. I could have gone to the restaurant or I could have called the restaurant and was like, I'm going to go pick it up, you know? Like, but we get comfortable at a certain point. You're like, I have money and like, let's use it for that. Like, it's convenient too, you know? We were just moving out like from an apartment to another, right? And we were like, okay, let's settle and everything. But in that period of settle, we were starting to settle. We're like, oh, let's order some food. Let's order this, let's order that. And it helped for a while, right? But at the same time, it's like we were like, "Ooh, wait a minute!" Like we should have maybe, like, went a bit like more conscious about this. Like, be careful with this. And we I'm not saying that we ate that every day, but I'm saying like we could have done other food at home instead, right? So it just gives like the conveniency of saying like, you know what, it's gonna be delivered and it's this thing. And but at the end of the day, well, most of the things that came home were cold, so I still had to use the kitchen to warm them up. So I was like, man, you know. Yeah, so anyway, I'm not bashing on that, but you know, that's how it is, right? And also we were, well, with that comes the risk of contagion, right? Of bringing things from outside. You have to be careful, clean the stuff. Well, we have a whole process to clean and like everybody has a routine, I'm pretty sure, right? And I'm going to share with you guys that because I find it funny, but at the same time, like we're being cautious and being like, okay, let's be careful with this. What I do, like, let's say when they come, like first thing I say, leave it at the door. Don't come near me. Just leave it at the door. Send me the photo that the package is there and I'm going to go pick it up, right? So first things first. I grab the package, right? I take the little disinfectant wipes, right? Start disinfecting whatever I'm going to touch. Open the bag, throw it away, disinfect everything that comes inside the bag, right? So, and after that, I'm going to, if it's a coffee, if it's something, a beverage, I'm going to pour it in a glass that I have at home, right? Of course, right. Without touching things, right? As much as possible. So if it's a coffee, I'm going to put it inside in a mug. If I'm going to have whatever, a poutine per se or whatever, I'm just going to put it inside another plate and throw everything that comes from a restaurant or outside to the garbage as soon as possible and not touch it again, you know, and wash my hands in the process as many times as possible to avoid whatever contagion or putting the virus inside, whatever other things, right? So it takes a lot of patience, takes a lot of like willingness, if we can say like that. You need to be like, I don't know, like really consistent. How many times I heard like people saying like, oh no, I went once outside, once, and I didn't, whatever. I went to the grocery store and once, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Like I touched my face and I felt, oh, this is the stupid thing that I did, you know? Or even sometimes they don't even realize when they got it, right? But these little things, I feel, has helped us stay healthy and not contract the virus. I'm not saying I'm bulletproof, right? But the system I'm using, it's crazy. I'm putting like a step even like higher, everything. You know, even if sometimes I go out with Cindy and the baby for a walk, and then we go for a coffee or whatever, or if we're outside on the car, right? Even there, I have like plastic cups or the reusable cups that you buy from Starbucks or things like that that you can just like use. So if I'm going to Starbucks, what I'm doing is that I'm bringing my cups, and once they gave it to me, I just pour it inside. I throw the one that comes from the restaurant, and like this, I'm just using the cups that I had at home. So these are things that I started to do because I want to be careful and not bringing the virus at home. And
you have a baby, you want to be extra careful. It's another step. How more careful have you become since he was born? Like from the 6 months leading up?
My mom told me like,
has it changed?
This is something my mom told me, and I found it funny because it says, she said, oh, like, well, you guys were ready for the pandemic. I was like, why? She's like, well, you always, I created that need for you guys to always have disinfectant and everything. So she was like, I always told you to be careful, and I always had disinfectant as whatever we were doing. She was like, oh, here, some Purell or some disinfectant, use it and clean yourself. And so we were always with that fear even before of the pandemic. So I would say that the pandemic did change some stuff, wearing a mask, for example, but other than that, I would say like I was always washing my hands. I was being careful with everything. So I would say, yes, I was already careful. And to answer your question, it's a bit more with the baby. But I'm saying a bit more because I was already being careful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like it would have been different if I was less like careful just because it was us. But like we were saying the other day, it's like when you think about it, like just opening a bag of chips, right? Like who hasn't done that, right?
How it used to be, you open it, you just
open and you dig in, right? And you're outside and you just like, you didn't wash your hands. And you're just
the simple fact as buying a soda can.
Yeah.
And then the people who used to like clean the top, I'm like, you're crazy, man. It's fine. Just open it. Sometimes I did it. Sometimes I did not. And I drink it and nothing ever happened. That's why.
That you know of.
Yeah, that I know of. But I rarely get sick. I get sick once a year and then I'm fine for the rest of the year.
Yeah. So it's crazy. But when you think about the little things that we used to do that made us, it's crazy. It's just, and now you're like, are you crazy? Are you going to do that for real? You wouldn't think of doing that right now. After the pandemic, everything has changed, right?
Going to the metro now is a whole ordeal. Touching handrails, touching stuff. Yeah. I used to go sit down. You would touch the bench maybe to like get leverage to get up.
Yeah.
and then maybe scratch your head or touch your face.
Yeah, or you know now, what? You know what we used to do? Like, well, what Cindy, we used to do that. What I know we used to do that with friends too. Like, oh, give me a sip, right? Like, let's share something, which is also disgusting when you think about it, right? Yeah. It's like almost like sharing saliva with other people, even though like it's technically not it, but that's what you're doing.
And what was that French word we would use to like if somebody said no to you?
Shish.
There's a word.
No?
Yeah. No, no, no. What was it? It was we used to say something to the person, like if you didn't want to share a sip, like oh come on man, just come on, pass it. It's fine, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Nothing, there's, nothing to worry here. Come on, man. Like come on. Yeah.
I forgot
so
the word.
We had that as a little anecdote. We used to get inside the bus after school, right? And we would buy 2 liters of whatever beverage, right? Like could be Coke, whatever, and. And a big or 2 bags of chips, you know, the big ones. And we would just go like pass everything inside the bus.
Okay, now like, that's a bit weird.
Like,
that's
and it was like, weird. But we were close friends. We were like really like, you know, the,
how,
the
how same many would share a bottle?
Maybe 5, 4 or 5.
That's too much. That's
it's
too
a lot.
Much.
When you think about it right now, it's like, it's are you crazy? Like, I
even
do
I,
anymore, you know?
My max would have been like you, me, and that's it. Maybe the third person, but that's about it. Now you put a fourth person in there, and that's way too much. That's that's another body.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's crazy, but yeah, no, it's we used to do that like with friends or whatever. Like, yeah, can I take a sip? Or, oh yeah, sure, no problem. Or I don't know. I know there's people also who don't like that, right? And of course they are completely right. I mean, like you wouldn't share that. I know people that don't share that with their wives or husbands, you know, or siblings. It's like, and it's fine. I mean, like, I can understand that. However, like, with my wife, it's different. Like, I can share whatever with my wife, right? Then that's how I feel. But I'm not judging those who don't. But it's kind of funny. But I don't know, man. It's changing a lot of things.
The world has changed since this whole thing.
I hope we are going to learn from our mistakes, if we can say it like that, or we are going to change our ways. As I said, like over-consuming or thinking, oh, I need this, right? Hashtag, I need this. Right? I need this in my life. And some things we don't really need. We just buy it because... whatever reason, right? Like we're following people or it's like, oh, this is a great idea. It's just a little gadget or something that's going to help us, right? Or it's going to, I don't know, like for one little thing. And I have to admit, okay, I fell for that. I have to admit, okay, guys, like I never thought, and that's partly your fault, Victor. I have to say it.
What did I do now?
So Victor for Christmas gave me, like, can I say it? Right? And he gave me a Google Assistant.
Yes.
So, so Victor gave us a Google Assistant at home. So after that, of course, I was like, okay, cool. That's nice. What can it do now? Right? So I started Googling, checking. Mm-hmm. What can it do? And I was like, oh, okay, cool. It can control lights. That's so dope. That's crazy. That's nice. I was like, okay. And I started checking and checking some stuff, and I was telling Cindy, hey, look, it can do this and can do that. It can control the light and can control this plug. It can control this. Like, that's really cool. It's going to be convenient for the baby, you know? Always like, oh, it's going to be convenient with the baby, you know, or for the baby.
Right.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, again, creating a need, right? Like, it's not harder to, I have to admit that. It's not harder to just, I know.
I didn't mean to do that, man. That's on you. At this point, that's on you, man. I just gave you a nice gift.
At that moment, I was like, you know what? Let's buy these lights, right? That you can control with an app or just like, and it's pretty convenient. I was like, okay.
But you know what? You know what happened? You bought those lights, and then I bought those lights.
Yeah, because I showed you, like, look what it does.
Yeah, I was like, that's cool. That's cool. So then I bought lights.
So you see, but when you think about it,
you influence me, I influence you. Exactly. It's a back and forth, yeah, man.
Yeah, there you go. You see, so at least I feel less bad, you know. Yeah. You followed me on something there, but I just say that. But it's kind of ridiculous when you think about it, when you try to reason, right? Whatever reason or why you would buy this. And then you're like, at the moment, it seems like a good idea. And you're like, oh, it's cool. It's pretty nice, you know. And right. And I'm not saying that it's not. So, and the problem is that afterwards, you're like, well, I could add some plugs to that, right? I can add other stuff that this can control. And it's pretty neat, you know. And then it's oh, you know what? Yes. Well, yes,
this is news to me. People, this is news to me. I thought it stopped at the lights. No. It keeps going.
So this keeps going, and it's crazy because honestly, well, now we have also some plugs that control also lights. Like we have some lamps that we bought at IKEA, and you just plug it in and now it lights up, right? So when you can control it with the Google or with whatever app comes with the plugs, right? But no, it's funny because we started like that little by little, right? And then my sister tells me, oh, so you bought this, you got this. Yeah, yeah. So she's like, well, you know what? I'm going to give you your Christmas gift too. And she gave me like the Google, but the pod, you know, the small one. So could sync it. I could sync it to the one that you gave me, the assistant one. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know? So I was like,
yeah, for people, I bought him a Google Home, which is a hub. So with that one, you can control multiple things and you can also plug in other Google stuff with it. Now, personally, I'm not sponsored by Google, but if Google's listening,
maybe this is a free ad for Google. But honestly, it's really fun to have it, but it's not convenient. A necessity. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's something that you have and you can control lights. You can control. I can even use it as a speaker for Issei's room. If I want to talk to him, I can just say like it can project my voice to the other room. So it's pretty neat, you know, so I can talk to him while I'm on my way. It's not like I'm living in a 2-floor house, right?
You can just walk there.
But I can walk there and if I yell, like he can listen to me, but you know what I mean. Like it's
you're like I'm parenting right over here.
There you go. That's my parenting way, and Cindy doesn't judge me for that. You know, so we're good. You know, but these are things that honestly we don't need, but it's convenient. Yeah. Like we said, and you're like, okay, whatever. Like two of them were like a gift, so you know what? I'm not spitting on your gifts. I'm just saying, like, you know what? I added stuff to mine, and it's fun, and I like it. It's but we create. Necessities, we create needs.
We create the need to over consume stuff, even if we don't need to. I'm pretty sure everybody, if they start really thinking about it, do we need everything that we have? Like for example, me, I have about 12 hats now. Do I need all those hats? No, I could use one, but they're all different colors, so you know I can mix and match, you know. So
exactly.
I didn't make a need, but I just like hats. But do I really need to?
Yeah, the problem with when you start with one or two, and then you're like, you know what? Like you can go further with this. Yeah, you know, and you discover and you like something, and you're like, okay, you know what? Like, can I go with another one? You know? And it's crazy because that happens to me with a Funko Pop. It's funny because most of the people I know that have a Funko collection. Funko Pops are the vinyl pops, right? Like
the little figurines. Like
little figurines made of vinyl and
vinyl.
Well, yes, a Canadian accent, like US vinyl. Accent. You know?
Vinyl,
right? So those pops, right? I started with one and I was like, wow, that's cool, you know? And I gave it away, actually. We bought one and it was a gift. And then it was like, oh, this is dope. This is really cool. I really liked it. I should have bought one for myself. That was the first thought, right?
Yeah.
And it's, the first pop that I bought and I gave was for a Christmas exchange, and it was Tyrion Lannister. from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Right? And I gave it to one of my friends, a good friend, which is also the friend that came help with the moving, actually. So,
right.
What's up? So, little
shout out to that guy.
Shout out to that guy. You know who you are. God bless and keep using you. And yeah, so the Tyrion Lannister that we bought, and I think actually it was Cindy who picked him in the Secret Santa thing, and we're like, what do we give him? And that was one of the things. And yeah, so anyways, and then I said like, oh, I want one too. And we started just like, yeah, sure, whatever. But it was just a thought, right? After that, we went to a Comic-Con with Cindy. First Comic-Con we go to together. We were like, okay, let's go. I don't know what to expect, right? All right. We get inside, we see so many Funko Pops, and we're like, oh my goodness, exclusive
ones. I think that was the year that the Funko Pops was just like booming. That year.
Yeah, it was the first year that everything was just like booming, the first editions of everything, you know? Like the ones that are really expensive right now, well, these were there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. We started seeing them, it's like, oh my God, and you know me, and you know that I'm like, oh, this is great. I want this. Like, oh, this is good. It reminds me of this. And that's how Funko gets you, right?
Yeah.
Again, nostalgia. I'm not spitting on the nostalgia, you know, but that's a great marketing and it's a great way to get people. And that's how they got me. I was like, oh my God, the Ninja Turtles. Let's buy them, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's buy the first one. Oh, we got Leonardo. That's great. There's another kiosk there. Maybe they have the other ones. And then we went like this. Kiosk after kiosk, and that Comic Con, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And we just went and we until we got the four of them, and we're like, oh, we have the four of them. Oh, that's so cool. So, and then you feel like a little moment of yes, we have them all, right? It's a bit like Pokemon, you know, we'd catch them all, you know,
right?
But that's how it started. And then, well, as you know, well, I started like building up my collection, and I have so many right now that I don't even know how many I have. I'm not saying
over 50?
Probably.
Less than 50?
Probably. Whoa, over 50.
More than 50. Jeez. I thought I was making a joke.
No, I would say I probably have more. Surely have more than 50. That's for sure. Yeah. But now they're just like stored.
Right.
It doesn't go with the design, you know.
Mm. But, house.
It doesn't go with the design in the house, but it's fine, you know. It's eventually, like, we'll see what we do with them. Eventually it's going to be in Isai's room, and we're good with that, you know. But the thing is that it's crazy how we start building up a collection or things that we buy and buy, and then there's no much use to it, right? Except nostalgia, or you're like, oh, maybe. And I started, honestly, I said like, oh, I'm going to keep them in the boxes, right? Mint conditions. And eventually I could maybe sell them. But then I developed a kind of a, you know, oh no, this is cool. I'm not going to sell them, you know? So I decided to open them. And yes, I, you know, I'm conscious that they lost their value because they're not mint condition, but I wasn't thinking on selling them anyway. So there are a couple of them that I kept in boxes because I saw they were really expensive and they're like kind of rare. So I was like, okay, so I'm just going to. But at first, I never bought them thinking I'm going to sell them. You know, I'm not never crossed my mind saying.
You collect them just to collect.
Just because I like them, right? And that's one of the advice that the guy gave me. The first guy that is like, don't buy it to resell it. Unless that's what you want to do, but I wouldn't recommend because you don't know the market and you don't know how it's gonna go up and or down. You're gonna lose money or you're gonna get more money. It's like it fluctuates too much. So I said like, okay, it's true, you're right, thank you, whatever. It stood inside of my mind all the time when I was buying a pop. I was like, am I going to sell it? Like, I don't think so. Do I like it? Yeah. Oh, so I'm going to buy it, you know? And so that's how I collected them. And I was like, okay. And now looking back and I'm like, well, maybe I shouldn't have bought that many, right? But what you have to say also, well, I have to say something too. It's not that I bought them all. like some of them. No, I didn't steal them. I got them as gifts. Okay. Right. I saw you coming there. Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah. Okay.
I saw you coming there. So I was like, no, you know what? Let's make this straight. It was mostly gifts. Because when I started buying, it was also like DVDs. Well, that's another story, but
you have a lot of DVDs as well.
I do have a lot of DVDs. And I started because, oh, you can buy like some DVDs, and like it was really cheap at a certain moment. I was like, oh, I like this movie. And then like my sister and my mom were just like, oh, look what I found. Oh, this movie was not that expensive. So here for your collection. I was like, okay, thank you. And there are movies that I didn't watch, or I'm like, well, I don't even know that movie, but it was a gift, you know? And right. I was like, okay, thank you. I'm going to put it there and I'm going to watch it eventually. Some of them I watched and some of them I got disappointed. And it doesn't resell well, actually, like DVDs.
No.
So I'm DVDs, like, okay, you know what? It's over. So I was like, so they're stored right now and I'm going to see what I do. And the other thing that happened to me is that my PS4, well, I'll stop reading the discs. So there's no use for me to have DVDs or Blu-rays or whatever right now, because my only reader was my PS4. And that's why, people, I need you to help me get my PS5 with disc, okay? Not the digital version. because right now my PS4 turned itself into a digital version.
Do you have a PS3?
I do, but I gave it to the church. It's a church, actually. Ah, so.
Take it back, slap it on.
Well, they don't use it in the youth room. PS3 is not cool, apparently. So, yeah. So, hey, anyways, you know. So,
it's a classic.
I know, it's a classic. So, probably I'll see what I can do. But, yeah, so that's the story of my PS4 and my collection of DVD that are not useful anymore. But anyway,
if that's sad, I don't have a PS4, so I really need a PS5. So if our people can give me a PS5, that would be great.
Our people are working on it, Victor. Our people are working
on it. That's great. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. So let's hope someone out there can find us a PS5. And anyways, so this is for over consuming. We're talking about, do we really need it? And then at the end, we're like, hey, you know what, guys? Get us the PS5. but I'm just saying, like, this is why I was looking forward to get the PS5. I didn't know it was gonna be that difficult to get one. Honestly,
I thought, know. Like, every, you know what? I'm gonna every get year one it's eventually. Difficult.
But it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, PS3, PS4, I got them on release date. I had like it wasn't an issue to just like reserve them. But PS5, and I was on lists of waiting lists and everything, and I never got a call. So I guess like the list is no more. Anyways.
Well, apparently PS3, PS4 were hard to find around the world at some point. Maybe you got them when they were still booming. Yeah, even probably. The Wii was really hard to find at some point. Like the Wii became really hard to find after the first year. People were complaining that there wasn't enough Wiis.
Yeah,
but you know, that died down really quickly afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing. But hopefully we'll get it. But it's not, I was telling you also off air the other day, like I'm even losing the interest of getting it because I don't want to fight for it. I just want to have it. If I fall like face to face to a PS5, it's like, okay, you know what? Like, oh, they have some here. We're like, oh, okay, let's buy it. If not, well, I'm not in a rush to get it. But because of all these like these thoughts that I've been having like lately during this pandemic and all this situation that made me realize, you know what, do you really need it? Like, not really. Like almost all the movies are on other platforms that you can just like stream or whatever. So yeah, and anyways, like with the baby and everything, it's pretty difficult to watch a movie. We watched a movie like in 3 times, like with Cindy, like the last movie we watched was, so we were like, okay, he's sleeping, but we can start to, oh no, but we have to do this, we have to do that, or there's always something to do with the kids. So but we are really grateful with all that, and we know that we are blessed with everything we got, and I hope that today's podcast is going to help somebody out there to really think about like whatever purchase you're thinking of, like, do you really need it? Like, it's not of my business, but I'm just saying, like, really think about, like, is it essential or not? do you really need it in your life? Hashtag, right?
But if anything, if you do learn something from this podcast, is that if you do have too much or you feel like you have too much, then just, you know, give it away to charity. It's always always good to give away to charity, because somebody's going to use it. Somebody's going to be really grateful to have what you thought was not necessary anymore. So somebody else might find a use for it.
It's like Toy Story, you know?
Like at the end when Andy gave away his toys to the little girl.
Exactly.
Something happened in Toy Story 4. I haven't seen it, though.
You have to watch it. You have to watch it. But yeah, it's... and it's funny because, like, I just thought of that because I know Cindy told me that eventually she was like, well, you have a lot of things, collectibles, and are you really going to keep them? Are you going to sell them? Are you going to give it to Isai? Or if not, well, give it away to somebody else that's going to be more like, it's going to be more useful for those people.
Yeah.
Right. Or she was messing around with me. She's like, well, you have like toys or things like that, like little gadgets. And she was like, you should give it away. I'm pretty sure like a kid would be happy to have that. And I was like, well, it's true. And we gave away some stuff. And there are other things that I'm like, oh, no, because we kind of develop maybe a feeling with things. I don't know if I'm wrong here. Or if you guys disagree, let me know. But I think that sometimes we develop a kind of feeling towards objects or things that we get because of the story behind it, how we got it, or because the nostalgia, as we were saying at the beginning, right? And it's crazy when you think about it. Like, you could bless somebody in need of those things to... And they would have so much more fun and use in those hands. And that's the moral of the story in Toy Story, at least until Toy Story 3.
Wait, it changes in Toy Story
3? Well, Toy Story 4 was good, but you know, like, you watch it and let me know what you think about it. But it's I would say I would have ended at Toy Story 3, but that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, that's what people say. That's what people say. Yeah.
But it's fine. I mean, you know. More money for Disney.
Now this is the movie portion of Hafez Coffee Break. Let's review a movie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, are we going all over the place? Are we going to review some movies at the end too?
Let us know. You want us to review movies?
Yeah. You just send me the movie you want me to review and I'm going to watch it and then I'm going to review it. Like,
yeah, the other 5 minutes in the podcast. All right. This is the portion where we review the movie.
Yeah. It could be anything, guys. This is meant to be a podcast about ourselves. Yes, but also about you guys. I wanted to make it more interactive if you want to be part of it. Well, we're working on ways to make it work on distance like we are doing right now. So eventually, if you even want to be part of the podcast, being one of our guests, let us know. We want to share your stories. I'm pretty sure we have amazing people surrounding us and we have yet to discover what they've been through or what are their dreams and how they managed to get there or not, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the main goal of this podcast, and eventually we will bring back that essence, right? Or that aspect to it, because it's not always about me or what I think or about what Victor think. It's about also the heroes that we have surrounding us. And I'm working to get like people in the health community, if we can say it like that, in the health system, to get to talk to us about how they live the pandemic and everything. But as you can understand, they are really busy right now. And we had someone at a certain point, but at the same time, we didn't want to put too much pressure. We will see what's going to happen with that. And hopefully we will bring you more content in that perspective, like bringing other people into the podcast, interviewing interesting people. And if you want to be part of this podcast, let us know, reach out, and we will meet, talk online, and see what you have to bring to this podcast. And thank you for listening. Share if you like it. We are on Instagram and Facebook, also Hafez Coffee Break. And it's been a pleasure to be back, and hopefully we will be more consistent if this works well.
Yeah,
with the online thing. And thank you for being here listening to us, and it's always a blessing to share our opinions and our experiences, right? So thank you, Victor, for sharing also. And hopefully we will be back. I'm not going to promise the amount of day, but the goal is to have two podcasts per month.
We'll try.
We'll try our best, and we will be back for sure. So thank you for your patience, and we are happy to be back. So take care. Hasta la próxima, everybody, and hasta la próxima.
Hasta la próxima.